Around the nation, cities and counties bear much of the responsibility of caring for the homeless, in life and in death. The city of Seattle has a new program to honor the indigent with a public funeral. From member station KUOW, Kathy Duchamp reports.
It's a mass burial for 200 people.
Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust.
Only 36 mourners attend the service at Mount Olivet Cemetery. The ashes of the dead are stored in small cardboard boxes. They're buried together in a concrete crypt. A simple grave marker reads, "Gone but not forgotten, these people of Seattle, 2005.
I can't think of a lonelier way to leave this world than to have no one around to say kind, compassionate Christian words over you.
Reverend Jeff Barker and six other religious leaders of different faiths led the prayers for the dead.
I'd like to read a psalm, the 23rd psalm, both in Hebrew and in English.
And we thank you for whatever love these men and women received and for whatever love they showed to others in lives we may never know.
I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say, Amen.
Amen.
There are no weeping mothers, stoic fathers, or antsy children at the grave. Instead, there are social workers, homeless advocates, and others who feel a kinship with people in the crypt.
You know, we come in the place of their families. You know, we are their families, really, if you think about it.
George Watkins is an alcoholic and was homeless for years. He's sober now and lives in public housing in Seattle.
Let myself to know that if I was to die, that there would be people somewhere that care about me. You know, not just my family, but, you know, people, strangers even. You know, that's pretty good to know that, to feel that.
After the funeral, Watkins and the others linger and chat. The tradition of going to a relative's house for comfort and sandwiches doesn't apply here. But the cliche that funerals are for the living does apply. Rabbi Ted Stamen.
There's a feeling deep in the heart of human beings that unless the remains of a human being are cared for in a proper way, that something is undone. It's not finished. It's like an open sore. So this is our way perhaps to heal our neglect of these people.
Nationwide, there's no uniform way of dealing with the poor and unclaimed. But Seattle's effort to make these services public is quite novel. A sad fact for Stan Burris. He's 60 years old and lives in a downtown Seattle hotel for the poor.
If I did come down with cancer or whatever can kill a person, I would have nobody to remember me.
King County, Washington budgets $150,000 a year to cremate and bury between 200 and 300 indigents. Most of the people buried today died 2 or 3 years ago. The shelves of the county medical examiner's office hold the cremated remains of hundreds of others who died more recently. They'll be buried later this year. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp in Seattle.
Thank you.